Proverbs 11:26 says, "He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it." You may ask, why would someone not want to sell corn to people? Well, of course, there have been those times when the seller needed it for himself or for his own family. And in that case, you can hardly blame the guy. But there have also been situations where cutthroat business deals caused a farmer to sell his stock to an out-of-town buyer or even a buyer in a foreign country, resulting in lower or no sales locally. And people curse the men behind such deals as they go hungry. Such situations led to riots and violence in many cases. And you can bet that those rioters were cursing those responsible for the corn shortage, brought on by greed in some cases. But even if the farmer had a legitimate reason to sell to out-of-towners or foreigners, that didn't fill the stomachs of the hungry rioters. Now, less than a century ago, America faced what we call the Great Depression. Poverty was pervasive. Unemployment was rampant. Starvation reached famine proportions. Yes, right here in America, people were dying of starvation. A lot of people know at least that much about the history of the Great Depression. But what few seem to remember is the response to the FDR administration. Many cursed FDR for his policies. We don't have time to go into great detail, but many families recall the Great Depression with fond memories of government assistance, thanks to the policies of our 32nd president, if you count Grover Cleveland twice, as historians do. His name is Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or FDR, as history has come to know him. And most people know of his times as president from the start of World War II until his death. But before that, millions of Americans cursed the man for his policies. And I was amazed when I first read of the FDR regulations that forced the destruction of mass numbers of pigs and livestock, along with mass amounts of crops, including corn, even as Americans were starving to death. Now, why did he do it? Well, the late president and host of Southwest Radio Church, Noah Hutchings, gives a firsthand account in his autobiography titled As It Is in the Days of Noah. Before becoming a Christian, Noah actually worked for FDR's program under the NRA, not the National Rifle Association as we know that acronym today, but the NRA in 1933 was better recognized as the National Recovery Administration. This NRA was socialism in action. It was an effort at a government-controlled economy and government control of the farming industry as well as other industries. FDR's NRA pushed the passage of the Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1933, which enabled the government to buy up 6 million hogs and millions of acres of crops, only to destroy them. The purpose? It was a misguided effort to drive up the price per hog and the price per acre. It was the insane policies of government trying to force the markets to do what they wanted. And all this as there were bread lines that stretched around city blocks in cities large and small, and as people were dying and having malnutrition listed as the cause of death in massive numbers. Millions condemned and cursed FDR and his administration. These conditions were accurately described in John Steinbeck's 1939 novel, The Grapes of Wrath. And that explains why people, including Noah Hutchings, had very little good to say about FDR despite the war years that followed. And if you read Noah's autobiography, he tells some hilarious stories about his own anti-FDR activities. I wouldn't say Noah cursed FDR, but there were many who did. And it's very likely that FDR only won re-election in 1936 with the combination of election fraud and the fact that the Republicans were divided and nominated a man named Alf Landon to run against them. But if you get your history from mainstream media and our government-controlled education system, you'll miss the reality of our proverb as it played out in America in the days of FDR. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. History is filled with examples of this proverb being fulfilled. Apply it to your life accordingly.